What is blood sugar and what is the impacts it has on our hormones when this is something that's so commonly tested together? I just think that it's really important for us to have an understanding of the ways that we can really support our body and what we need to be considering. Welcome to Health and Hormones. I am your host, Rita Johnson. Here we talk about all things related to health, hormones, natural living, and those amazing bodies that God has given you and how to take care of them better. I'm so glad you're here. All right, so if you go to the doctor and you're noticing that you're gaining a lot of weight or having a hard time with your hormones in general, the doctor may run some lab work to see what is your insulin, your fasting glucose, your glucose levels after drinking a sugar drink, perhaps recommending something like a continuous glucose monitor as well. So what does all of this have to do with our hormonal dysfunction? You went to the doctor because your hormones were out of whack. You knew they were off. You knew that this was part of the problem, whether it's from PMS during your period or a new brand of hot flashes or not sleeping through the night, whatever it is that you're going through. This is a super common test that we will start to run and see what is going on with your blood sugar regulation. When I talk about this with people, I like to pause and just first talk about the body as a whole. When we look at blood sugar regulation, it's being regulated by insulin, which is a hormone. And a lot of people will refer to insulin as the master hormone. And the reason they say that is because if insulin itself is dysregulated, it's going to contribute to dysfunction throughout the body. So not only will that impact how we feel throughout the day, our energy levels, the way that we're showing up, but it's also going to signal to the body that it's in an emergency state anytime our blood sugar is dysregulated. So whether it's going too high or it's going dipping too low, either way, this is perceived as more of an emergency state where our body's going to be pumping out a bunch of cortisol and epinephrine and norepinephrine to really survive through these surges. And when that's happening, your body is not thinking about how can I grow a new human. Even if your intention is not fertility, your body's is. When it's looking at making your progesterone and your estrogen, it is thinking about fertility and procreation and prolonging the species. And so if it's not safe, if it's constantly inflamed, then we're going to have this cascade effect on our sex hormones. And this is where it's so critical when we do check our blood sugar regulation that we're learning not only how best to support it for your body, which may involve medications, but it also needs to include how are we fueling and appropriately supporting our body through this blood sugar dysregulation so that we can someday no longer be on those blood sugar medicines at all and ideally have optimal health and functioning. Hey friend, are you struggling with trying to figure out how to support your hormones naturally? You're sick of all these other solutions that you're hearing about that are artificial or outside of your control? Then grab my free ebook. It's all about how to balance your hormones naturally. The link is in the description to this podcast episode. There's so much we can do to take our health back into our own hands and feel better. So let's get started today. So when we have dysregulated blood sugar, and this is the case even if you're just noticing some of the symptoms I mentioned earlier on, what we want to do to really support our blood sugar is first and foremost look at our diet. Be sure that we're getting adequate protein and healthy fats. Carbohydrates are not bad, but they can cause our blood sugar levels to spike or to drop quickly. And so we really want to be sure first and foremost that we're getting lots of good protein and healthy fats. So things like animal proteins, good quality sources of fish. If you can tolerate dairy, is a great one for protein and healthy fats. Eggs are a great source. We really want to be sure that we're eating widely of these different sources of proteins so that our body is getting all that it needs and can utilize it. Healthy fats might look like fatty fish. It might be good quality fats that you're cooking your food in, things like butter, ideally grass-fed butter, lard and tallow. We can use avocado oil. We can use like a organic extra virgin olive oil. We can use a plethora of different things. We just want to be sure, especially with fats, that we're using the appropriate fat at the right amount of heat. We don't want our fats to become carcinogenic. So things like olive oil, we would keep at low heat. Ideally, things that are served cool or cold, like a fresh salad, or you could even put it on veggies after they have come out of the oven. Some other things we want to be mindful of when we're looking at balancing our blood sugar are things like increasing our muscle mass. Our muscle mass will help us to regulate our blood sugar levels, and we often overlook this one because our muscle mass not only will start to decrease just from age, starting around age 30, we start to lose muscle mass at about 1.5% per year. But in addition to that, for the women listening that have had babies, when we go through pregnancy and breastfeeding, the hormonal shifts that are happening in that time, things like relaxing going through our body, is also going to break down our muscle mass. And so we need to be really intentional about rebuilding it after pregnancy and breastfeeding. And this is a whole lot harder, as you'll notice if you've gone through this, than putting on muscle when you're not nursing or not pregnant. But it is so important that we are taking these concentrated efforts so that when we get through this perimenopause-menopausal shift, we have that muscle mass to help us transition better. Now, for those of you that are already there, you're already through perimenopause or you're into menopause, it's just as important for you to gain muscle mass now as it was for your 30-year-old self. And so I don't say that to discourage you, but mostly to really encourage the younger women that are listening about the importance of cultivating strong muscles earlier on. And that will help us to age well in multiple ways. What else can we do to support our blood sugar regulation? We need to really be sure that we are metabolizing our food well. Going back to those protein sources and healthy fats, I know I talk about this a lot, but we have to be sure that our body is functionally able to digest and break down our foods. That might look like eating in a calm, relaxed state. That might look like sitting down to eat your food, trying not to eat in the car behind the steering wheel. That might look like really chewing your food thoroughly and setting your fork down in between bites, or it may be a bit more nuanced, like taking a functional support supplement to help your body overcome whatever it needs to be able to metabolize and break down your foods better and be able to digest those beautiful foods that you are eating. So there's a lot that really goes into managing our blood sugar, not the least of which would also be to reduce our stress and inflammation. That's going to go a long way in helping support overall health, blood sugar, and hormonal balance.